In China, they've got a problem. There aren't enough women. One economist is taking heat and even some praise on social media for suggesting men be allowed to share a wife. While such a proposal is a non-starter for most people, as a society, we seem to be rethinking monogamy with the number of marriages in the U.S. going down. Dimitri talks more about it with relationship expert Andrea Sirtash.
You know, monogamy has changed. We used to get married because we needed to, and now we get married because we want to. So the paradigm is very different. We have options now, and not everyone wants to be partnered in a monogamous long-term relationship. In fact, marriage rates are declining now.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to make that choice. And some people have the choice made for them through various circumstances in life. But, you know, are we meant to do it or are we certain to stray?
I think it's human nature to want both stability and excitement. And we don't always know that they can coexist. And that's why some of us are scared of monogamy. But then when we're out there dating and we don't have a significant other, we're craving that stability, that connection at home. And that's very common. There are many benefits to being in a monogamous relationship, you know, permitting that relationship is healthy. It's one of respect and has open communication and trust. Otherwise, it's not good to be in that relationship. But if you're truly partners, secure attachment, you know, having someone you can count on is very healthy. Other benefits include sharing the financial load, having regular emotional support and social support. And monogamy teaches us about partnership and how to compromise some of our needs in favor of someone else's needs. So I think people who do monogamy well are likely to have healthy relationships outside of their romantic ones, you know, with friends and coworkers, because they know how to work in partnership.
More than ever now, we're accepting different ways to live. You don't have to get married if you want to. That's one thing. Talk a little more about that, just in terms of where we are in late 2015 going into 2016.
Society is a little more accepting. Of course, I recently interviewed a number of 20-somethings who said marriage isn't even on their radar, and some of them still feel pressure from family or community for that. But marriage rates are declining. And I think, you know, when marriage was invented, we weren't meant to be with a partner for 70 plus years. We weren't living very long. So these days, we only want to be with people who we feel self-expressed with, because we're financially independent in many cases. We don't need monogamy anymore for sex or money or other factors that contributed to why we married in the past, or even to continue our family's bloodline. That pressure is not the same as it was in past generations.
But to declare marriage dead, it's still a very big part of our society. People still strive for it, it seems.
Marriage is very much happening. People are still getting married every day, and it's still a popular next step for many long-term couples. I think the difference now is that we know that we will have a full life whether or not we're married. We don't need a plus one to feel whole.
Relationship expert Andrea Sirtash on Skype. Learn more about her book, He's Just Not Your Type, and That's a Good Thing. Now available on Audible, the audiobook company by Amazon. Go to WTOP.com, search relationship.